Blog Talk Radio.
We invite you to listen to the Crystal Chanel Show every Sunday on blogtalkradio.com. You can listen in from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. The call-in number is 347-850-8557. That's 347-850-8557. Listen live online at blogtalkradio.com/The Crystal Chanel Show and check out our website at www.crystalchanelministries.com. That's crystalchanelministries.com.
Good afternoon, and thank you so much for tuning in to the Crystal Chanel Show. Today is Sunday, and it is March the 6th, and hopefully you guys went to church today. Unfortunately, I didn't make it today, but however, I will definitely be there on next week, Sunday. You guys, I appreciate you for tuning in with us today, and also just want to introduce to you Maurice Griffin, which is season two for Sunday's Best. Sunday Best season two is the actual season that he was on. But I am going to, I'm actually waiting for him to still get on the line. So I'm going to just continue to just let you guys introduce to you his song, which is Hear Us, so that when he gets on, you know, we can jump right into the interview with him. But hopefully you guys are having a wonderful day. All righty, one second for me. All right, so at this time we're going to just take a quick commercial break and we'll be right back.
Join us April 30th, 2016. The Men of Vision Tour is bringing top speakers in leadership, community, and development to the Cobb Galleria in Atlanta, Georgia. This powerful lineup of speakers, including Dr. George C. Frazier, Dr. Reuben West, and of course, the Men of Vision, will educate, motivate, and uplift men and women of all ages and backgrounds to go out and create opportunity and change. If you have ever felt like you were lacking in vision or provision, if you have ever felt like life was moving forward without you at the wheel, then this tour is for you. Registration is required to attend this event. Go to www.menofvisiontour.com for more details and registration.
Let our worship kiss your
nobody but you, Jesus, in this atmosphere. Oh Lord, we wanna hear. We're available. Oh, in this atmosphere, and we want to hear. Wanna get lost in you. Wanna be where you are, oh God, in your presence, in your presence, right here, right now, oh Lord. Hey God, we love you, and we will seek your face, and we lift you high.
Hey, you guys, that was Maurice Griffin and one of his songs, Hear Us. However, I know that he has other songs that he have written, and I don't have those for you guys today, but definitely I will make sure I be uploading. I'm going to upload those very, very soon so that we can make sure that you're listening to those songs as well. And actually, I'm still waiting for Maurice to come on the line, so I just called him, so hopefully he'll be on shortly. But at this time, we're going to just continue to carry on. I normally start my show off with a Bible scripture. So at this time, I'm just going to read for you. Let's see. Okay, let's see what we have here. And I actually just spoke to him a few minutes ago, so hopefully he'll be on with us, you guys, shortly. So I appreciate your patience. And so that I don't have any dead sound on the air, I'm actually going to play another song while I prepare a Bible scripture for you guys.
Rain on me.
All right, you guys, thank you so much again for your patience. And I actually want to go ahead and get started with the Bible scripture. I'm going to give Maurice a few more minutes, and within the next 5 minutes, if he's not on the air, then I'm going to let you guys go for today. I do not want to hold up anybody on their Sunday when they can be doing other things. So I really appreciate your time and your patience. I don't take that for granted at all. But the Bible scripture for today says, Lord, you are my God. I will exalt you and praise your name, for in perfect faithfulness you have done wonderful things planned long ago. Again, I'll read that again. It says, Lord, you are my God. I will exalt you and praise your name, for in perfect faithfulness you have done wonderful things, things planned long, long time ago. And that is actually coming from Isaiah 25:1, and I actually use something which is called Bible Gateway. So that's my daily Bible that I read each morning, and it's, again, from Bible Gateway. So at this time, I do see that Maurice is on the line, so I'm going to bring him on the air. You guys, give me one moment. Hello, Maurice, are you there?
Hey, Crystal, what's going on?
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. So glad you got me on today.
Can you hear me? It sounds like you're a little muffled on your end, but can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm doing good. Can you hear me now?
Yes, it seems like I can hear you now. Okay, perfect.
Okay, good.
Awesome, awesome. Well, I just want to say thank you for joining us on today and tuning in, and I got an opportunity to let the listening audience listen to your song, Hear Us. So we got started with that and pretty much just read a Bible scripture really quick until you got on the air. So I appreciate you for taking time out of your busy schedule and tuning in to the Crystal Chanel Show. So I appreciate you very much.
No problem. No problem. I'm excited to be a part. I think what you're doing is great and it's blessing a lot of people.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you. So we'll go ahead and get right into it. I definitely don't want to hold anybody up on their Sunday, so we'll get into it, Maurice. First of all, can you tell the listening audience about Maurice Griffin? Who is Maurice Griffin?
Maurice Griffin, 29 years old. Everybody mistakes him for Kevin Hart. Don't know why, but it's all good. So I'm glad to be a part of this gospel industry, you know, being a leg, I guess I should say, in this industry has really opened my eyes to a lot of things I sing. Many of you may know me from Sunday Best, BET Season 2, and some of my colleagues in that season was Jessica Reedy, Iyanna Crawley was the winner, Zebulon Ellis, Clinton Ross. Of course, I know you've seen those two on the runner-up for Sunday Best All-Stars. So those are my colleagues. I love them to death. You know, I travel. I'm from Chicago, was raised in Chicago, so I'm glad to be a Chicagoan. But now I live in Houston, Texas, so I'm a Houstonite, H-Town. And I'm just living my life as best as I can, and the only way I can do that is to live in Jesus. So what I'm doing now is, you know, sharing my love, sharing my light, and letting the world see a positive side of Marius Griffin. So just a very determined individual, ready and striving to be more like Christ every day.
Amen. And I appreciate you just letting us know, you know, giving us that little information about who you are as a person. And I just wanted to ask you, Maurice, at what age did you actually get started with your music, in the music industry, I would say?
Well, in the music industry, I started when I was, I think, 11 years old. No, 15.
Okay.
No, 15. I was 15. I started with New Direction, and I was an honorary member with Walt Whitman and the Soul Children of Chicago. It was really good. It was a great experience. I'm a product of them. And because of that, I've learned so much and developed my career because of it. So I started then. Yeah.
That's awesome. And growing up, who was some of your role models?
My role models, it was a few, actually. You know what? Different assets from different people. So Michael Jackson was the first. His energy, just so captivating. It just made me want to become an entertainer. You know, Whitney Houston and her huge voice and this small, you know, body, just alluring the people into her space. It's just mind-boggling, and that's what made me want to sing in the entertainment business. And Daryl Coley, he was my reason of choosing gospel, and, you know, his anointing, the way he sings, his gift, you know, his ability to portray the ministry through his music, and people can be filled with the presence of God because of it. Like, that's what it's all about. And so that's what made me want to sing gospel music in this entertainment business. So, yeah, I call them icons, because they truly are the legacy of what music is.
That's awesome. And it's funny that you said Whitney Houston, because Whitney Houston actually have been my favorite singer since I've been, my God, I think in middle school. And I remember being in high school, and I had a talent show that I had to participate in, and I sung I Will Always Love You in one first place singing that song. So I can definitely relate with you on that. And I'm just excited, Maurice, because just to let you know, we have a lot in common in regards to the music side of things. Just to give you a little small background of myself, because I'm a singer as well, you know, I used to sing with Leandria Johnson here in Atlanta, Georgia, and also did a little bit of work for Leandria.
Oh, okay.
And I was a part of BRL Atlanta, which is Kiara Shear's ministry, and did some praise and worship for Coco Brother and Joanne, which they have a church out in Douglasville. So I am currently working on my single as well. So who knows, maybe one day we can do some collaboration and get a song out there.
Let's do it. Ain't nothing but a song. Let's do it.
Yes, so I'm excited about that. So you guys, to the listening audience, I just want to say that, again, I appreciate you guys for tuning in with us on today. If you have any questions for Maurice Griffin, please feel free to press 1. If you have any questions, or even if you just have a comment, press 1, and I will make sure that you are able to ask your question or state your comment on the air with myself and Maurice Griffin. So we'll go ahead and continue. Well, actually, I do see someone has a question or a comment for you, Maurice, so let's go ahead and bring them on.
Okay.
Caller 4066, you're on the air. How can we help you?
Hi, my name is Samaya, and my question for you would be, what is your biggest struggle in life, and did you use that passion or pain in your music when you sing?
You know what? For the long time, I thought it was people just hating, but it, you know, it was really me. My biggest struggle was me. I was in the way of myself. I was in the way. I was very, I had a lot of low self-esteem. And because of that, I allowed myself to walk into doors that I should have never walked into to feel accepted, to feel or up that empty void. And, you know, now that I'm standing back 10 years celebrating gospel music as an independent artist now, it has been a life-changing experience. I don't now just sing. I really have a purpose. I found my purpose and why I do what I do. And so I would say the biggest thing in this season that I can remember is definitely low self-esteem.
Awesome. Tamaya, did you have another question?
No, that's it.
Okay, awesome. Well, thank you so much for tuning in with us. Awesome. Well, Maurice, we'll go ahead and continue. Of course, if others come on the air and they have a question, I'll make sure, you know, I bring them on the air so that they can talk to you. But aside from that, tell us about your Sunday best experience. Like, how was that whole experience, you know, going through the Sunday best?
You know, the Sunday best experience was great. If I was able to do it again, I would. It's really just a vehicle to jumpstart your career into success.
Mm-hmm.
You know, wherever you go from there, the show is over, it's up to you. You have the paintbrush painted how you want, you know. Some people are good crayon coloring type people. Some people, they draw outside the line. So, we try to stay within our perimeters, but
right.
Sometimes we don't have those people that can teach us how to stay in the lines. but we praise God anyhow. But I thank God for the experience. It was really good. It was very fast-paced, and I'm honored to be a part of what that legend, that legacy of those that participated and actually made it on the show. You know, very
okay.
quick. It taught me that the industry is very quick. You got to stay on your
mm-hmm.
P's and Q's, you know. A lot of money is being put into things all at once at the same time. So it's almost like if you don't have the money, plan ahead years in advance if you have to. You know, whatever you got to do to raise the money for your career, you got to plan it in advance. Put aside what you're going to put aside for that and don't touch it until it's time to work. And so those things are very crucial because that will help you, make you or break you in the business sense in this music career. You could be the best singer, but if your management stinks, you ain't going nowhere, you know. So it's just really, really, really important to know that your business has to be as good, your team has to be as good
That's
as
it.
Your gift.
Absolutely. And that's very powerful, and I totally agree. And you, at the same time, just to piggyback on what you said, you know, you don't need wishy-washy people either, because it seems like, you know, in my growing up and meeting people and things of that nature, you know, people just, sometimes they just change on you. So, I mean, you have to pray and ask God to make sure that he brings you the right people, the right team, so that you're able to do the things that you want to do in life. So that's awesome. I'm glad that you stated that.
Yes.
Now let me ask you also, Kurt Franklin, I love me some Kurt Franklin. He's another, I would say, role model that I've been following for years, you know, again, since probably about middle school. How was, you know, just being in his presence?
It was really good. It was humbling because, you know, he's the new, well, he's the Michael Jackson of gospel. I mean, he's still alive, and it was honoring to actually, you know, be that close to him on the stage and actually work with him on the show. You know, he has taught so many great singers and have developed so many producers, and he's just done a lot of things in business, as I stated again, business that has crossed barriers that, you know, some churches that supported him didn't believe or didn't trust in, and because he kept walking by faith and not by sight, now look at him. You know, he owns a radio station, and he is a youth pastor, you know, I think two churches, if I'm not mistaken. You know, he has a wonderful family. I remember him telling people on this interview that he really just wants to be a blueprint. That really spoke volumes to me because nobody's trying to be a blueprint, really,
right.
for a generation. It's almost like putting money away so that your children's children can have. It's like leaving a legacy. Sometimes we're leaving the wrong legacy. We're leading people astray to say all of the mistakes are acceptable, and they're not. And so we need to really teach our next generation, you know, how to do what they need to do in order so that they don't have to go down the mistakes. But if they do, it shouldn't be the main ingredient of your blueprint, is what I'm really trying to express. And so I'm so glad that Kirk is doing what he does. I would grasp every moment of him every time he speaks. If he say hi, I'm going to remember to say hi to everybody. You know, if he's at 6 p.m., I'm going to make sure I cook all my meals and eat them at 6. You know, just something like, he's just an amazing guy. He's an amazing guy.
Yes, that's awesome. And I can't wait until I have the opportunity to meet him, but I can imagine being in his presence was just phenomenal. So I'm glad that you were able to experience all of that. And a lot of people tell me and ask me all the time, why haven't you tried out for Sunday's Best and American Idol and all this other stuff? And I don't know. I don't know if I can just sit there and wait in that long line. That's all I'm seeing in my head is just that long line, you know, standing up on my feet. So is it really like that?
Yes, it's really like that. I know I was standing in line at 6 o'clock in the morning, and they were going to start everything at 9 o'clock. I didn't get to sit down just to rest my feet until about 10:30, and so I was in that line from 6 to 10:30. It was 4.5 hours. Next thing you know, I get up, go upstairs, and I'm in the first room of 20 people. They say sing, 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 and then I get up there and I step up and they say sing, and I'm just like, okay, God, if I don't give it to you, I ain't going to make it. I'm just not going to make it. So I sang, and they looked at me and they said, okay. And I did, when the saints go to worship, that's when deliverance will take place. And so I'm just going in with the saints, and they were like, all right. And I had opened my eyes and said, we know you can sing. All right. You know, go back there. I was like, okay. And so they chose me out of the entire room. And there was some other singers in there, but I was shocked that they didn't choose anybody else. And then so after that happened, I had to go back and sit down for another 3 hours. And then I got back up and then I sung again. And this time it was me. They were choosing a good person, and then they were choosing a funny person, you know, because it was TV, so, you know, they had to set everything up. And so they chose me, and they chose this other guy who could not sing at all but was hilarious. So me and him came, and we went, and they said, we got to come back the next day. I said, okay. So we came back the next day, and we did what we had to do. And I sang the first time. Well, I got back at 9 a.m. And I didn't sing until 2 p.m. And I'm just like, Lord have mercy. So my mom and dad, you know, they're Kojic. They don't miss a beat when it comes to Sunday morning. They be at church. They got duties and everything. So they got to be in place. Well, they showed up to the audition. So I said, God, if they showing up, something about to happen. Because, listen, they don't miss church for nobody, not even me. Not even them, not even their job. They going to church on Sunday. So before them to not go to church and support me the way that they did, it really was volumes to me. So, you know, I was like praying to God. I was like, God, don't embarrass me. Make me get on this show. So we auditioned again, on the second day. And I made it through. And they had from out of, I think it was 4,500 people, that audition, they got it down to like 58. They just couldn't get it down to the 6 that they wanted. Everybody was just so good. And so the last I had four auditions. The fourth audition happened. I changed up my audition song at the last minute. They said, next time you come in here, you better bring it. I said, yes, sir. That was B.B. Winans. So instead of me saying, when the saints go to worship, I did, great is your mercy towards me, loving kindness towards me. So I just went straight in, and they was like, okay. We hear you. And so they was like, we want to hear what you can do in this competition. You sound good. Put on your studies. You're going to make it. So I left out crying, carrying on. My mom, she doing a revival in the holding room. I'm just like, Lord have mercy. she done missed out on service, so she preaching to the people that's waiting on, waiting to see if they made it. I was like, okay, well, we all did what we had to do. Let's go. And so it was a wonderful time, a wonderful time. Patience is a virtue. You never know when it's your season. But at the end of the day, you just got to realize when it's your season, it's your season. But that doesn't mean you have to wait on your season to continue to do what God has called you to do. So that's the encouraging word for the day. Keep on keeping on until it's your season, because when it comes, it's going to be all right.
I know that's right. Well, I can scratch that off because you done gave the encouraging word. Oh, wow. That's just awesome. That's awesome. Well, you guys, we're going to take a commercial break just to give us a little breather here, and we'll be back and we'll continue to talk more with Maurice Griffin.
Are you in the market for a complimentary facial treatment, lip treatment, or hand treatment? Then Crystal Chanel can help. If you would like to host a Mary Kay party, or you would just like to purchase something for yourself or someone else, maybe a friend or relative, please visit www.marykay.com/crystaljenkins or call 770-715-7949. That's 770-715-7949 to book your appointment or to place your order today. If your New Year's resolution was to get back in shape this year, well, Lifetime Fitness in Johns Creek can help. So be sure to get your results and call Adam at 678-722-5912 if you would like a free pass to the gym or would like to get information on how to join this awesome gym. And tell them the Crystal Chanel Show sent you. 11555 Johns Creek Parkway in Johns Creek, Georgia, 30097. GPS it and get your information today.
All right, you guys, thanks again for tuning in to the Crystal Chanel Show. Maurice, let's talk about your CD, Hear Us. Can you tell us a little bit about your CD and what made you choose the topic, Hear Us?
Well, you know, the name of the EP is called Believer. And I really chose Believer as the title of my record because I was going through a season, a transition in my life where as an independent artist, you get weary. You get weary, but the Lord says, don't get weary and we'll do it, you know, for, you know, in due season, you'll reap if you faint not. Be not weary. And and sometimes it gets very weak for me as I travel. Don't know when your next meal is coming. Don't know how you're going to pay your bills sometimes. You're sitting in front of all these people that's been slain in the spirit, so to speak. But then when it's time to sell CDs, everybody's walking past you like a lamp. And so, you know, it's almost like an insult, you know. Well, you enjoyed me, but you don't want to support and let me know that, you know, you enjoyed me. And then, you know, sometimes you go to the churches and they say they'll give you a love offering, but they run out the back door and then you looking lost, like, how I'm going to get home? I ain't got no gas, you know. So,
my God.
It's just, you know, I've been through it all, you know.
My God.
Saying that you're going to go and they're going to pay you and then they don't pay you. And then that was your rent money. So now you looking simple. So, you know, and then you got to be the bad person. Or if you do have a manager, the manager's got to be a bad person. And have to, you know, be business minded.
Right.
You know, things are taken care of. So it gets weak. It gets the burden gets heavy. And so I wrote this, I produced this record so that people cannot give up on themselves. This task was not built for the swift or the strong, so to speak. It was built for those that can endure. And that was what the Lord had to remind me, that I have to endure the things that he put before me so I can get to my ultimate reward. So this is an endurance type. So if you don't love God, this ain't for you. If you if you don't want to minister his word, this ain't for you. If you don't want to minister in soul and live the life that God has taught you to live, this definitely ain't for you. And so, you know, it God tests you to see if this is, you know, if you're going to do it in spite of it all. Because at the end of the day, God gets the glory. At the end of the day, he's going to make you remember, it's me that you're singing about. Come on back to me. You know, so this CD, Believer, really is for those leaders or those aspiring artists that feel like they can't get nowhere. No, you can. Believe, but first you got to believe in yourself before you can believe in anything else. You know,
right?
You got to believe in yourself that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. And then you can see all the other things come together. Then you can seek God and seek first the kingdom of God and all these things will be added to you. I got a lot of friends, and I don't know why I talk too much, I'm sorry, but I got a lot of friends that say, oh, I'm getting ready to do this, and I'm getting ready to do that, and I'm getting ready to do this. But they never put God in the conversation. They never say, well, I prayed about this, and I think I'm going to go ahead and do this, and hopefully God will reward me for my faithfulness and moving forward. You know, nobody speaks about God. Put God first in everything. Put God first in everything. So believer is all about going back to your roots, believing in yourself and believing in God. So it's an inspiring project. It inspired me to keep going. Hear Us was the song that Amante Lacy wrote for me, and I didn't really like it in the beginning because I didn't think it was a good fit, but as I, you know, just pressed through it and went into the studio and I started singing it, and I wanted to, you know, make it as good as he did because he can sing all by himself. I don't know why he gave me the song. I'm like, you should throw this on your record. As you can say, but he gave it to me, and so when I got into the studio, and the Lord blessed me to do it, it was a presence of God like no other in that place, in the studio.
My God.
And when I tell you that the doors have opened up because of that, the doors have really opened up, and I'm grateful, you know, to share somebody else's music, somebody else's life on my record. So it's a joy to know that I was able to sing Hear Us. Hear Us is a call. It's a cry. Sometimes we can't really express how we feel in those times where the burden is heavy. So, God, this is our song and prayer. We're not even going to talk about what I'm going through. What I'm going through is written all in these words. This is my song and prayer. Lord, hear us. I can't even express it because if I do, I'll either cry or say the wrong word. Lord, this is my prayer. Hear me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we want to feel you in this atmosphere. We want to hear you in this atmosphere. You know, we need your power in this atmosphere. That's the words of the song. It's just a call to God and say, God, come into this. Take control because I can't do it. I can't do it if you're not here. So that's what Hear Us is all about.
Wow. And I've been listening to that song pretty much all day, and then I left from the actual song that you sent to me, and then I went on and I said, let me go to YouTube and see if there's a video out here. So I finally found your video today and shared that on Facebook, and I was just like in awe when I was looking at the video. So I really, really enjoyed the video as well. Now let me just ask, for your songs, do you try to write your songs, you know, most of the time, or you let other people write them for you as well?
I do have an opportunity for other songwriters to write on my record. Actually, I'm actually doing a live recording this year, November the 19th in Houston, Texas. So I had to throw that out there, you know, had to do that. So go on my website, just MauriceGriffinOnline.com. Or go on my Facebook, of course. In the next couple of weeks, you'll be seeing the save the date and everything like that. I'm really ecstatic about that. But yeah, I do have opportunities for people to write songs for me. Do they send them? Yes. Are they all good? 99% no. Some are good, but they just don't fit. It's always about that one song that just you just can't stop singing. You just can't stop singing. I do have those, and then you got those people that know they can write their butt off, and they just forget to send it to me. So then you just stuck with just writing your own music. Praise the Lord. So that's what I do.
Right.
Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, I just want to definitely just introduce Mari's song again to the listening audience. And it's called Hear Us. And I'm going to take a few minutes, Mari, just to play your song so that the people that did not catch it in the beginning, they can definitely catch it again. Again, it's Hear Us. It's by Mari Griffin.
This is our song and prayer. This is our song and prayer. Lord, hear us. Yeah. Lord, hear us. Yeah. This is our song of worship. Oh, this is our song of worship, Lord, hear us.
Lord, hear us.
Hear our prayer and hear our pray. Hear our voices rise up. And we lift you higher, and we open.
My goodness, Maurice. I'm just in my house. I'm like, Lord have mercy. I'm trying to keep myself together on this air. But that song is just so powerful. And I can just see, you know, I can imagine how the atmosphere is truly when you go to different churches and you sing this song. So I just want to say, you know, I'm just excited. And thank you so much for even producing that song, because that's going to be one of my praise and worship songs that I listen to pretty much every day. I love it. I love it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Now, you guys, again, we are on the air with Maurice Griffin, which is Sunday's Best Season 2. I just want to, again, tell the listening audience that if you have any questions or comments, please feel free to press 1, and I'll make sure you get on the air to ask your question or make a comment. Don't be shy. I see people out there on the radio show, so you guys make sure you press 1 to talk to Maurice. This is your opportunity. Maurice, what other projects do you have that you are currently working on now? I know you said you're going to have your live recording in November, but what else do you have going on before, you know, your live recording?
You know, I have a few projects that I'm working on. It's my 10-year anniversary, so I'm working on a magazine spread. It's only just a one issue, but it's a special edition. It's called the MG Spread. Basically, it's going to give you insights on what I'm doing in the near future, what I'm planning to come up with. It's also going to have different churches that have supported me throughout the year, every year. Also going to have some family and friends and their businesses also in there as well. Almost like a souvenir book, but it's going to show you the process of how I started to where I am now. And then it's also it's going to show you the process of how I've created, visually, how I've created my album. That I'm working on as we speak right now, which is called After God's Own Heart. And so that's the new record that I'm going to be recording, After God's Own Heart. We're not just singing about him, y'all. We're going to speak how we are living for him. And so, you know, I just really want to give those people the insight that, you know, there's a transition that needs to take place in order for us to survive. We have to walk this thing out. We got to, you know, do the talk, do the walk. Don't act it, live it, you know. Some people say fake it till you make it, but if we fake it, we're never going to make it, you know. So I just do it. Just do it. Almost like stop eating and going to work out. Call it a day, you know. Be the biggest winner. Right. Be the biggest winner in God. So, you know, in my mindset, just do it. So I'm doing that, and then, of course, I'm celebrating 10 years, and I'm celebrating 30 years. May 19, I'm going to be 30, OMG. And this year, I'm actually going to be traveling across to London, and I'm going to be doing some new things over there and in Brazil in July, and then also in the Bahamas come May. So the Lord's really just been blowing my mind left and right. I'm telling you, when you stretch your faith, there's nothing that God will withhold from you. If you ask it, he'll give it to you, because he said his answer is like an amen, but we have to live for him. Those benefits are there, definitely are. I'm living by faith. Some people working at McDonald's, and God bless you. Some people working at Walmart, and God bless you, too. Some people working at this apartment complex that's taking all my money, and God bless you, too. But I just want you to know that I don't work for nobody. I work for God, and God is my lifetime supply. And because of him, you know, because I serve him diligently, he takes care of me. And so if he can do it for me, I know he can do it for some of y'all out there. So that's a little bit what I'm doing, and I love it. I wouldn't do it and have it no other way. I love it.
That's wonderful. Brazil and the Bahamas. Think of me when you're traveling all over those different countries, okay? Just give me, you know, give Crystal Chanel a shout out. Just say, you know, this is Crystal Chanel.
Oh, you said the Chanel? Oh, God. I got you.
Just send me a shout out, that's all. Oh, but anyway, I want you to just tell us, tell the listening audience, how can they connect with you on social media, and how can they purchase your music?
Well, they can definitely log on to mauricegriffinonline.com. You can purchase your CD there. I got four records. One is Believer. One is My Holiday. The other one is I Am Somebody. And the fourth record really came out, y'all. But, of course, I've been talking about it all day today. But that's the fourth record, After God's Own Heart. So, I'm crazy. But that's what I have out. You can go in there. You can go on Twitter, Instagram, Maurice Griffin or MG Ministries, whichever one. You can Google me all over. I just have a huge presence on Facebook. I got about 6 pages on there. Don't ask why. Just join me. I'll talk to you. And that's what I have going on with me right now. Yeah.
Awesome. Now, Maurice, are you writing any books? Or have you written a book?
I am
so far
on the verge of writing a book. And it's called If You Only Knew. You know, so it's the inside of my brain mixed in with a little fairy tale. So we can make it all put together and make it work in Jesus' name. You know, I found out that black people don't like to read, but a few. And I get on the internet and I said, well, who reads books? And if they do, what's the best selling book? They said, fiction. And I said, oh, okay. So I want to be obedient to how things work in the business. So I've got to mix a little based on true story. But it's going to have a little, you know, fiction in there so we can make it work. Praise the Lord. If you only knew. So that's a good thing. You really want to, Mari said this happened, if you only knew.
Oh, man.
And it's going to have a CD in there as a bonus, so that's going to be exciting.
Awesome, awesome. Well, I can't wait until you finish that book, and I just want to say that hopefully maybe one day in the future you can definitely come down here to Atlanta, and we just have a big concert and meet the authors event, you know, different things like that. So I'm just going to let God handle that, and he'll line that up when he needs to. But definitely, yeah. I just want to give the listening audience just a reminder about my upcoming event, which is Meet the Authors, which would be on March the 26th at 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at Cat's Cafe. So definitely to the listening audience and, you know, my people that are here in Atlanta, I would love for you to be there. Meet the Authors is pretty much an event that I put together, and I started it last year, and it's been very, very successful. Very grateful for that event. Pretty much it allows the author to come on to the platform. They talk about their book. They tell their story. They tell their testimony. We pretty much do an empowerment session, and then we open up the floor for questions and answers. So definitely mark your calendar for March the 26th. We'd love to see you guys in the building. And also mark your calendar for April the 9th, which is my HIV awareness event, and it's called HIV The Real World. And you guys, I had 2 friends to die from AIDS. I have several people that I know that's living with HIV, and this thing is very, very serious, you guys. So definitely would love for you to be there as well on April the 9th, 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at Cat's Cafe in Atlanta, Georgia. And Maurice, we got about 3 more minutes on the air, but is there anything that you want to leave the listening audience with? Maurice, let me ask you a question. Do you know Sam Cooke, Change is Gonna Come?
No, I don't know that song. But I got another song.
I need you to learn that for me, because when I bring you back on the air, I need you to sing that song for me. Do you hear me? That is one of my favorite songs. So I just, you know, I'm going to just start asking everybody to come on the air, you know, can you sing Sam Cooke, Change Gonna Come?
No, that'd be kind. There's a song that I've written on my new record, and it's called Prove Me I'm Yours. The song simply is for leaders that, I'm telling you, is for leaders who have major, major dreams, and they're put into these situations to lead a flock or lead a business or lead something where people are following them and they feel like they're incompatible. This is for you, for God to show his glory in your life. Prove Me I'm Yours. So I'm going to just sing a little bit of it, and then, you know, so y'all get a little flow of it. So the verse is, what shall I render to you? My faith is almost none. I completely surrender. I live for you alone. The chorus. Make me an example to reflect your power. You are my standard. So prove me I'm yours. Prove me I'm yours. Yes, so that's a little bit of what I'm doing. It's a little something.
Ooh, that's beautiful.
Hopefully y'all like that. Hope you like it.
Yes. Can't wait for that to be finished. And I'm just going to say, you know, that I, again, appreciate all your time, your effort for coming on the air with me on today. And I would love to have you back on sometime in the near future, or just whenever you feel like you want to come on, you just let me know. And I'll make sure I bring you back on the show, because I'm sure the people had a wonderful time today, and they'll be more than happy to have you as well. But I wish you so much success, Maurice, and I'll definitely be in contact with you soon, and prayerfully we can do something together going forward. And I'm just excited about everything that God's doing in your life, and just want to say, you know, continue to stay humble, because I see, I don't haven't met you personally in person, but I can tell you have a humbling spirit. So remain humble, and everything else will just fall into play. And just want to say God bless you.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're quite welcome. You're quite welcome. So to my listening audience, just want to say thank you again for tuning in to the Crystal Chanel Show. Thanks again to Maurice Griffin, Sunday Best Season 2. Appreciate you for taking time out of your busy schedule for coming on the air with me. And you guys enjoy the rest of your Sunday. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. Take care and God bless you. And we're going to actually close this thing out with Maurice's song, which is Hear Us, Maurice Griffin.
This is our song and prayer. This is our song and prayer. Lord, hear us. Yeah. Lord, hear us. Yeah. This is our song of worship. Oh, this is our song of worship, Lord, hear us.
Lord, hear us.
Hear our prayer and hear our praise. Hear our voices rise up. Nobody but you, Jesus, in this atmosphere, oh Lord, we want to hear, we're available, oh, in this atmosphere, and we want to hear, want to get lost in you, we want to be where you are.
Seek your face, and we lift you higher.